Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Pei Aleph, and we're starting the Mishnah, third line from the top. We've discussed this already a number of times earlier on in our Masechta and previously, that there's a difference between buying two Ilanois or three Ilanois. In other words, a Mocher and a Lokeach only negotiated to go and sell trees, nothing more, just trees. If the sale would be only one tree alone, I'm buying one tree in your big orchard over there. Kuli alma moide ein loy karka. What does that mean, ein loy karka? That means if and when this tree were to have its demise, whether it's in a year from now or 50 years from now, okay, nice meeting you, nice knowing you. And the person leaves, he takes the dead tree, takes it home with him, and we're done. If it's three trees, now at the other extreme, three trees, then yesh loy karka, according to everybody. What means yesh loy karka? Then if and when these trees die, he can go and replant new trees. And this goes on forever, in perpetuity. There's also halachas legave beineyem and
arum and arum.
Exactly. Arum and arum kedei urav asaloi, but now we're going to talk about amirchem tomorrow and further. Just for our purpose, we have to know that one tree, no karka. Three trees, yes karka. Two trees, that's the machloikis at the beginning of our Mishnah.
They have to attend to these trees.
As far as a path is concerned, that's already totally in the machloikis. Exactly. But that's not the discussion at this point. But rather, hakoinish neilon is betoich sode chaveroi. Person buys two trees in the sode of his chaver. Harizeloi kona karka. He has those two trees as long as they live. As soon as they dry out and die, that's the end. Loi kona karka. He doesn't have any further interest in that other person's property. Remeir oimer kona karka. No, no, no. Even two alone is yes kona karka, and therefore, when the trees die, he has a right to go and replant them. That's the initial machloikis in our Mishnah. Rabbi Zatmoichel, please put yourself on mute. There's some noise in the background. So continuing on the Mishnah. This Higdila Lo Yishofa is not going under Meir, it's going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Higdila means what happens if the tree, Baruch Hashem, grows and prospers, and as a result it forms large branches, which now extend on that person's property, right? The mocher is still continuing to own the property. Now he has on his property two trees which don't belong to him, but Baruch Hashem, which are branching out. Lo Yishofa, he has no right to go and trim those trees, even though as a result of those large branches, it's causing a certain amount of damage to his own property. Because his own property, for instance, is planted with something else, whether it's tavua, grain, or whether it's planted with vegetables or whatever, as a result of the fact that there are these large branches, the sun doesn't get to them, and perhaps even the water doesn't get to them if they're very thick branches, and you don't get proper irrigation, proper rainwater. So I would think, no, let him go and cut off those branches, and the answer is, he cannot do that. What's the reason why? Explains Rishbam. It's somewhat counterintuitive. That because, according to Tanakhama, the person that has a tree doesn't get any karka, he only gets the trees. Oh, if you get the trees, then we give you the maximum in terms of tree growth. We don't give you karka underneath the trees. So that means, as long as the trees are alive and well, of course he does get the karka in the sense of he gets the nutrients and the minerals of the karka. But the Mishnah says like kona karka just means to replace it later on if and when the tree dies.
There's a lease basically on the karka for the life of the tree.
Okay, very good. A lease on the karka. But because he doesn't own the karka belongs to the mocher. So the mocher has to shtel tzul, he has to allow for this tree to grow as best as it can grow, and therefore he cannot go and cut it. So you look at the Rishbam lo yishofa, or let's go Higdilu, first of the narrow lines. Excuse me. Higdila hirchivu anofim harbe. If the branches have extended nicely, lo yishofa lo yiktzoyt oisin balakarka. He has no right to go and trim it and cut them off. Afo bisha tzel rale beis hashalchan. Even though the shade caused by the tree's branches are not good for this field, which requires to have both irrigation as well as the sun. The kivan, what's the reason why? Why lo yishafa? The kivan, the ein loy karka, the balu ilonis, since the balu ilonis doesn't receive any karka. Shari shibid loy sadeyu le tzorechu ilonis, kol tzorchan. Nevertheless, the mocher is meshabit. Meshabit means that he allows for, if you will, an encumbrance on his property, it is a lien on his property, for the benefit of the continued blossoming and prospering of these trees, because that was part of the deal. So the part of the deal is, it's true you don't get karka, but you get everything else that is related to the trees in terms of their being able to prosper and to grow. Therefore, I have no right to go and cut. As we'll see in the Mishnah in another couple of lines, in a case where, in fact, he bought three ilonis, or according to everybody, kona karka, since he has the rights to the new trees, if and when these trees were to go and expire or dry out, so then the mocher has the right to go and trim the branches after all, because they are damaging his crops that require the tzeil and the proper irrigation.
The mayor is silent. He's apparently not disputing any of this.
This Higdil Lo Yishofa, this is all going on the Tanakama. Tanakama continued, put Rameh Oimer Konakarka in parentheses. So Tanakama says, Loi Konakarka, but Higdil Lo Yishofa. If and when the branches grow, you cannot trim them. V'oilem en hageza shaloi. What happens if new trees grow out of the old tree? Sometimes you see that not only branches, but a brand new tree branches out from the original tree. So if a new tree grows from the geza, geza means from the trunk of the tree, shaloi belongs to the bala ilan, because it's just a further growth of the original tree. It's as if it's
gedule hegdish kehegdish, so gedule ilan ki ilan.
Okay, fine. But it's just as if brand new branches grow from that tree. Obviously, it belongs to the bala ilan. So if a new tree grows from that tree, it belongs to the bala ilan. However, if a new tree grows min hashrashim, from the roots which are underneath the soil, then shel bala karka. Then it belongs to the bala karka, because then we attribute the growth to this new tree to the nutrients and minerals down below, which belong to the bala karka. So the bala karka gets the benefit. So if the new tree grows from the geza, it shaloi belongs to the lekeach. If the new tree grows from the shroshim, it belongs to the bala karka.
I'm a little puzzled. In case of the geza, how I thought, oh, okay, like a part of the roots sprouted a new tree. Mm-hmm. That's the shroshim case.
Correct. 100%.
So what's the geza case? How does the
geza means from the trunk? You've never seen something like that? Go look carefully when you go next time to the park. You'll see every 10th or 20th tree that besides the original tree, another tree grows out from the actual trunk.
From the trunk itself, and above ground.
Correct, and it grows out a little bit at an angle.
And then extends and becomes a separate entity. Okay, thank you.
And what many gardeners or tree owners do is they feel that that new tree will take away the minerals and nutrients from the first tree, so they cut it and they replant it somewhere else. But anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, Menashosho Balakar. Now, the Imesu, again, it's all Loitetanakama. If and when these two trees die, Rishbam uses the term yavshu, when they dry out, and now it's just dead wood, and lekarka, so that's the end of their relationship, because he only sold them trees as long as those trees are prospering. Once the trees are dead, he has no karka, zero. However, that's only if he bought two ilanis. But konish loisha, then everybody agrees, even the Tanakama, kone karka, and this allows him to replace the trees if and when the original trees die. And there are also additional rights at this point when the tree is growing. Metro will see more about that tomorrow. Higdilu, what happens if, in fact, these trees now are expanding and are prospering and have these long branches? Now you shuffle. Then the balabus, the bal ha-karka, has a right to go and trim those trees and say, hey, your trees are interfering with the growth of my tvur, or my vegetables, whatever, that is growing here in this field. So, in this case, where the bal ilan has karka, then we give, if you will, more rights to the bala karka that he can go and trim it, because he says, you know, the fact that I trim it, if you're worried about the continued existence of your trees because I'm trimming, you have nothing to worry about. You have karka, you can always replace it. Because of the fact that he owns not only the trees, but also the karka down below. Then obviously, if a new tree grows on a slant from the geza, from the trunk, umanish rashim from the roots down below, then it's all shalom. It all belongs to the Bala Ilan, because he owns not only the Ilan, but the karka beneath. The emesu, and if and when the trees die, yesh la karka, he can replace it. And that's the major difference between the two Ilanis and the three Ilanis. So we're going to bring now a Mishnah Mesechtas Bikurim, where on the surface, each one of the Tanakama and Remeir are Lishitosam. Tanan, Hasam, we learned in Mesechtas Bikurim, HaKoinishne Ilonis Betoich Shel Chaveroi, a person who buys two trees in the midst of the other person's field, maybe the Eine Koira, he has to bring Bikurim. We're talking about that the tree is one of the seven minim shenishtapchu ben Eretz Yisrael chitus oyre gevin teinav rimayin, etc. So he has a din of havoas bikurim. Now normally a person that's maybe bikurim, he also has to be koire. What does he have to be koire? It's a few psukim in next week's parsha, in the beginning of parsha's kisavoy. He says va'ato hinehe veisias reishis pri adomash and asatali Hashem v'inachto lefnei Hashem lekecha v'ishtach aviso lefnei Hashem lekecha and arami oivid ovi, etc., etc. Three or four or five psukim in the beginning of Parshas Kisavai. So that's what a normal Mevi Bikurim has to do. He brings the Bikurim into the base of Migdish, puts it down on the floor of the Azara, the Kahana make a Tanufa, they put it in front of the Mizbeach, he makes this Kriya, and then he leaves the Bikurim for the Kahanim to eat, and he leaves. In this case, because he only bought two Ilanis, he's maybe, he brings the Bikurim Vein Ekoida, but he doesn't go and say the Parsha of the Ati Nei Evesis, Reishis Priyadam. Remeir Oimer Meiv Vekoire. No, not only can he bring the Bikurim, not only he can, not only does he have a Chiev to bring the Bikurim Vekoire, but he also says the Psukim, the Kriyas HaBikurim. And with this we put two dots. And now let's analyze, why does the Tanakama hold Mevi V'Ein Ekoire? Why does Remeir hold Mevi Vekoire? Very simply, because one of the major psukim that he has to go and say is Hevesius Rachis Pri Adoma Ashenosata Li Hashem. I thank you, Kodesh Baruch. I'm bringing the Bikurim from this Adoma, from this land, Ashenosata Li, that you gave me. That means he has land. Because if he doesn't have land, he can't go and say, thank you, Hashem, for the Peiris that grow from my land. I don't own land. Oh, so therefore the Tanakhama says, if you only buy two Ilanos, they didn't buy land. Ein lekarka. So he can't be kore. The Gemara is going to say a little bit further onto the Omer Aleph, that's mechse kishikra, were he to be kore and say, thank you Hashem for the payers of this Adomash and Asatali, mister, you don't have any Adomash and Asatali. So why are you saying these psukim? It looks like an outright lie. So therefore, maybe ein lekarka. But Remeir Shitosa in our Mishnah that holds maybe the Kaire, because he holds that Shnei Ilonis Yesh Loi Karka, then he's able to go and say, thank you Hashem for the payers from this Karka that you gave me, that I have, and I'm thanking you and I'm bringing the Bikur. So the Kaire, it's exactly the same. However, Omer Yira B'Shmuel, no, that is not the case. That is not the Pshat in Mesechtas Bikur. Machayiv Ho Yira Meir Af Belekeach Peiros, and we have in our Gemara a Girsa Min Hashuk, even if he went to the grocery store, he went to the supermarket, and he bought Peiros, obviously they have to be brand new, first crop Peiros, Bikurim, he also has a Chiv to go and bring it to the Beis Mikdash, Mevi Vekoire. Now, Rishbam already throws in that we're talking about a situation that you know that these Peiros are Bikurim, because they were the first ones that blossomed on the tree, and you went and tied a gemmi around them to show, like, just like they used to have, they would put on the yellow ribbons or the blue ribbons or whatever to remember hostages and soldiers and this and that, the other thing. So you put on the gemmi, which is your sign, oh, this is Bikurim, right before the wide lines of the Rishbam, Mechayiv, Lohavi Bikurim, Belekeach Peiros, Shebi'ilan, he's buying peiros from a tree. In other words, he doesn't even own the tree. He's buying the peiros from a tree. V'oisa shebichra tchila, those fruits that grew initially, those are bikurim. Koisher b'gemi, puts the gemi on. Leida, to go and show him and show everybody to remember shebichra tchila, that these shemavakeres, that these are the initial fruits. because if you turn around, you come back a few days later, the whole bunch of other fruits which are already growing out. So you won't know which are the bichra, which are not the bichra. So you koisha bo gemi, you put a gemi around it. That's your sign that these are the bikurim. Ah, so kum to chois later of Yehuda on Meshmul, according to a mayor, it's not because you have two ilonis, yesh loy karka. Even if he doesn't have two ilonis, even if he doesn't have ilon echad, but rather he went into the shuk, or he goes to a private farmer who lives across the street and says, oh, I see that it's now the growing season, the peiros are beginning to bud, I want to buy those peiros, or I want to buy the peiros for the whole year. And now, sure, I'm going to say the peiros for the whole year, whatever it's going to be, and they make up a price. Now the person who bought these peiros, even though he's only buying peiros, he's not buying karka, he's not even buying trees, says Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Meir holds you can, and you have a chiv to be mevi v'koyre.
Are you allowed to sell something which bikurim, because they're designated to be brought to the Beis Hamidrash?
So that's what I said. He bought the whole shipment.
Even still, if someone says I want to buy all the fleece, all the wool of all your sheep, I'm not buying your sheep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just contracting to buy all the wool.
Right.
But those first shearings go to the kohen.
Mm-hmm.
The same way the bikurim mm-hmm. are slotted. They're not, so to speak, something that's available for. It's like shmiz type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the kedusha lo schora. I'm kind of making that up. But I'm wondering, can you transact to sell bikurim? It surprises me that something that has a status of kedusha is available for sale. It's not like truma, which is for private consumption. These are brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and there is a ritual of waving in the tenna, in the basket. Why are they available?
What you're saying makes a lot of sense, but assume that the Gemara is not talking about that he bought only bikurim. He made up at the beginning of the year, Mr. How many peiros grow from your field every single year? 1,000 peiros. How much are they worth in the market? $100. Okay, do me a favor, I pay you in advance $20-$30, and then I'm going to go and work the field, I'm going to take care of it, and blah, 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 and I'm going to get the benefit of all these payers. It's a deal. Bought $20-$30. Now you get into shyness about whether a person, or the maklet of shalbo'ilam, loy maklet shalbo'ilam, but we're assuming we're going according to those that hold that you can be maklet, which of course
there was already something there.
Okay, noch besser. So you're making it even easier, and you don't even have to come on to that. Fine,
but even still, are you allowed to transact it? Because if the person,
but then he's not just buying the bikurim, he's buying the whole everything.
The person owns the land.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a chiv on the land, or is it a chiv? Is it a chefza or the kavra? I mean, the person has the chiv. The person owns the land. Can I say my peiros, which I have an obligation, it's like I have a Bechor Behema,
mm-hmm.
or Meiser Rishas. And you say, well, you know, actually a good example, Truma Meisers, mm-hmm. Who is the Chiyav? The Baal HaSada, right?
Right.
The owner. But if I sell my whole crop, does the and I don't work it, it's completely gone, does the farmer, the sharecropper, he has the Chiyav, or is the Chiyav really on me?
The owner of the tevel. It's the owner of the tevel. The owner of the cheftz and not of the.
Okay. That's it. That answers my question. That's the parallel. Great.
Good. So the person bought all of the peiros, and Baruch Hashem, he is now using those. Not using. He's now designating the initial peiros for the bikurim. He puts on a gemi, and now when they grow, he has to bring them to the Beis Hamikdash. It's because of the way Rishbam has explained it that the person is going into the field lekiach peiros shebe ilon. And he notices or he points out which ones are the bikurim, turns on the gemi. That's why some are uncomfortable with the language afalakiah peiros min hashuk, because it's not in the shuk, in the marketplace.
Right.
However, other mafarshim say nishgeferlich. Rishbam is just telling us, like urcha de milza, how would you know that these are bikurim? It's because you were there in the field and you saw what's being mavakir and you put on the gemi. But the same thing would apply if you knew. If you had a next door neighbor, Reuven, and Reuven, like every year, Baruch Hashem, has lots and lots of fruit, and Reuven is now selling his fruit in the marketplace, and then he goes to him and says, oh, are these the initial fruit for the, yeah, these initial fruit, Bikurim. So in other words, not that he was kosher b'kemi, but the original mocher the original farmer put on the gemi, and now he's buying all of those fruit, including the bikurim, and he's going to take it up to Yerushalayim. So Rav Yehuda Mishmul says, even though we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Bikurim, if you're koyne shnei ilonois, Rameir says maybe v'koyre. Says Rav Yehuda Mishmul, even if he didn't buy any ilonois, he just bought peyrois, the same thing applies. And then, therefore, the obvious question is, so why does the Mishnah refer Dafka to Koine Shnei Ilonis? So says Rishbam, it's not to tell you the Chiddush of Rameir, it's to go and tell you the Chiddush of the Chachomim. According to Rameir, even if Itaka bought just the Peiris themselves, and he wasn't the one that owns the Karka, he doesn't own the trees, he just bought the Peiris, also is Mechuyiv in Bikur. Chachom, on the other hand, say that even if you own two Ilonis, you're maybe the Einoi Koire, because you don't own the Adama Shunasata Li Hasha. Now the question is, where does Rav Yehuda Mishmul take this from? It was L'choire much more logical to say that the Machloikis and Bikurim is the same Machloikis as our Mishnah. If you have no Karka, maybe the Einoi Koire. If you do have Karka, maybe the Koire. And in fact, this whole Chiddush of Shmuel, that according to Meir, you can be maybe the Koire. How can you be maybe the Koire? You can be maybe is no problem, but how can you be koyre? After all, it says the Feirish in the Pasuk. You're thanking Hashem for the Priyo Adoma Shinasatali. He didn't get any Adoma Shinasatali. So how does that work? So the Gemara is going to address that momentarily. So Gemara, how does Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul know this? The Gemara Meniktani Mishnah Yaseira. What do I have to have a brand new Mishnah? Mesech Zibikurim. Mechti. Tonalei. We already learned in our Mishnah, the Yesh Loi Karka. No, if he has karka, she didn't make the karka. How is it any better or any worse than anybody else that has trees with karka? So of course maybe the karka. What do we need the Mishnah Bikurim to tell us? This is just a repetitive. That really Rameir goes the extra mile, not only when you bought Ilonis, even if you didn't buy any Ilonis, you just bought Peirois. If you know that part of those Peirois are Bikurim, you have to take them up and be korei. Well, one second. I have three separate psukim in the parsha of Bikurim, which all suggest otherwise. V'oksiv, doesn't it say by Bikurim, Ashatovi me arzecha? No, this is not your land. You bought it in the supermarket, or you bought it from your neighbor, but it's not your arzecha. Avdimahulamute, chutzlaritzu. That Ashatovi me arzecha doesn't mean that it has to be owned by you in particular. It means mi'artzecha from the Eretz HaKodesh, from Eretz Yisrael, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to the Jewish people, the mutay, and not if you brought those payers from America or Europe or some other country besides Eretz Yisrael. Frankie Morvach Siv, ad mascha, reishis bikuri ad mascha tovi beis Hashem lekecha. Presumably it's not coming to tell you again, the mutay chutzlaritz, because I already have mi'artzecha. So that ad mascha means it's got to be your adama, not a person who bought it minashuk. Evdim alam ute admas akam. Oh, what happens if you have a goy who lives in Eretz Yisrael and bought a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the crop now belongs to him? Is there a chiyav bikurim? And the answer is no. It's got to be admoscha, your adama, not the adama of the akam. Freitim of aksiva shenosat ali. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I thank you for priyo adama shenosat ali. But you didn't give it to me because I don't own the property. I don't own the adama from which these peyrois stem. Evdimar dihavasli zuzi bezavni behu. Dashinasatali is not really referring to the adama, it's really referring to the peyrois. And what it's telling us is, what happens if the person happens to be a computer programmer, or he happens to be a business broker, or he happens to be an engraver, or whatever panasa he happens to be in. As a result, Baruch Hashem, he gets income. With that income, I've been able to go and buy these peyrois, including the peyrois bikurim. Oh, Ashinasatli, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you gave these peyrois to me. How? That I paid for it. You, Yehavasli, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you gave me money. And with that money, Zavni, I was able to go and buy these bikurim. And therefore, Rav Yehuda Mishmul holds very, very strongly that according to a mayor, even if you just buy the peyrois in the shuk or in the field, makes no difference. What's it in? Maybe the kair. Frank Timur Mosav Rabba. Rabba now going to ask a bomba kasha, a very, very strong kasha on Rav Yehuda Mishmul. we have a brisa. Hakoyne ilon echad b'toich shel chaver. Not three and not two, just one. Maybe the einoi koire. Who's the one that's speaking? We'll see in a moment. It's Rameir. Lefi shaloi kona karka divra meir. Wow! He owns one tree. Not he bought Paris in the shuk. He owns a tree. Nevertheless, he's maybe the einoi koire because he doesn't own karka. So he doesn't have artscha ad moscha ha'domesh nesata li. So you see a direct kasha and Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. So no more tiyufta. It good gefreit. Very good kasha, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel is deferred. And we then learn once again that our Mishnah is really the pshat in the other Mishnah in Bikurim. Why does the Tanakhama hold maybe the einoi koire? Loi kona karka. Why does the mayor hold that if you have two ilonis, maybe the koire? Because kona karka. And eina chanami, if you went to the supermarket and you bought fruit, even a mayor would hold maybe the einoi koire. But he's not going to go and do the kriya.
Is there any allowance for, let's say, a sudden a shishma or karva murkav? Or are they fit in the same category of these trees? Are we making an exception that it's? That's only if it's not these special.
It has to be trees from the Shiva Saminim.
So you're not talking about before. I'm talking about the Yisro Karka, Indo Karka, will sell two or three trees.
Right, right.
Wow. Is that for every trees, even,
Sadin Shikma?
Shikma and Karav and Murkav.
Right.
Do they have any exception, or are they in the same category as trees? If you sell two of those, it's the same thing, or three of those. In other words, do they have special Shivas that they get Karka? Even
independently of the number of trees, are they so important that without even one here?
Keep on going.
So keep on going
with your question.
No, so therefore I'm saying maybe if you sell those, oh, they automatically get karka because they're so chashuv, they are in a separate category.
Mm-hmm. The Gemara addressed your issue, and I'm trying to find it. It was a few days ago. Mm-hmm. Here on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Ayin Beis Amid Beis.
Okay.
Starting Amrav Huna, seven lines from the bottom.
Amrav Huna,
what you're talking about? Taurus Ilan Olav. And?
Taurus Karkala.
Both. Taurus Ilan Olav, Dehecha, the Akdish. Oizavin Shnei Ilonis Vihai, two other trees together with the Sadna Shikma, the Chorva Murkiv, Yeshla Karka. So you take one and you add it to the other two and you get three. But Toyris Karka Olav, Tloy Mizdabein Agav Ara. Meaning that if I'm a Moicher and I'm going to go and sell my entire property,
it excludes
the Sadna Shikma because it's deemed to be as if it's a separate Sadna Bifnei Atzma.
Okay, so
it's just one tree. It's just a tree as far as two or three trees.
Right.
It's just another tree.
Exactly, that's the ratio. And the safer part is,
but
if you sold your entire property, then the Sada Shigma is excluded because it's like a Zachar Chashiv is like a Sada
Shigma. Zachar Chashiv is for this, but not for that.
Right.
Okay.
So you have both halachas. Bruchim Tzim. Amalei Reb Shimon ben Eliyakim L'Reb Lozor. My time of the Remeir, the Ilan Echad, or my time of the Rabbanim Mishnei Ilanis. Basically, explains Rishbam, make up your mind. If you feel that this person is mechuyev to bring bikurim, then why doesn't he make the kriyas habikurim? Elamai, you say, not because it's not a damash and a satali, and therefore he doesn't have a chiv of kriya, then why does he have a chiv hava? In other words, it's all or nothing. Where do you get this compromise? See, look at the top of Rishbam. My demeter may be ilan echad. Kimen de ene koire, mishum dechsiv, because it says, ashetovi me'artzecha, your land. The Pasuk says you're going to bring it from your land. Oh, based on that, I don't have to make a kriya. Then for that basis, I don't even have to have either. It's all or nothing. That's the Gemara Shaila. My time, Remeir be'ilan echad, and later Rabban b'shnei ilanis, because both of them hold Remeir be'ilan echad ein lekarka, and Rabban hold by shnei ilanis ein lekarka. So this is what Reb Shimon ben Eliyakim asked Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer was a little bit embarrassed, and Amaloi. this is something which has been bothering me for many years too. And I don't remember any of my rebbes ever addressing this. They never gave an explanation. Tishaleini bebeis medrash. You're going to ask me in front of the whole oilam. Kidei levaisheini. So I have to go and say, oh, and I'll have busha uchlima.
Oh, yeah. That's what those are from Gustamo, right? Yeah?
Presumably.
That would be terrible.
Mamish terrible. So Omar Rabbah. So Rabbah says, my kush, I don't even understand what the whole problem. What's the issue? Dilma Rameir bi Ilan Echad Svuki Misapkele. Vrabana Mishnei Ilonis Svuki Misapkelehu. What does the Gemara mean to say? What he means to say is, we all know that if you buy three Ilonis, for sure you get karka. There's nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. But there got to be one or two. Maybe Rameir says, by two I also know Yesh le karka. By one I'm not sure. Is karka included? Is karka not included? The Rabbanan say, three for sure, but two, I don't know whether karka is included or not included. So therefore, we're always going to go, if you will, lahachmir. Meaning, that if you're talking about the case of mominis, we always have the famous rule, and who is the muhsik in the land?
The moicher.
Baal asada. So now, obviously, if they would have stipulated in the document, I'm selling you one tree or two trees or three trees together with land, there's nothing to talk about. However, he didn't write those words. And in the case of one tree, if he writes in, I'm selling you a tree, and it doesn't say anything about land, so the moicher says, it doesn't say anything about land. I'm only selling you the tree. The lekech says, no, come on. Yeah, tree comes with the land. No, it doesn't, says the moicher. So who's going to have the yode al yoina? The moicher, because he's the muchzik in the land. So that's why it says in the Mishnah, or in the Brice and the Amid Aleph, that even Rameir agrees, but Ilan Echad, you only get the tree, you don't get the land. And in case of two trees, say the Rabbanan, you only get the trees, you don't get the land. Because right. It doesn't say so explicitly. And yes, you could say Azoi, back and forth. And the Moicha will win, you don't get the land.
But I learned that two trees is six.
However, now when we're talking about Hilchas Bikurim, since it's a suffix whether he bought the land or not, maybe Taka did buy the land. Lemaisa, he can't use it because Yad Moichal Al Yoinim. But because of the fact that maybe the land was included in the deal, so then because of that, you have to bring your Bikurim, but you can't go and make the Kriya to go and say, with Vadois, this is the Adoma Shunasatali, maybe yes, maybe not. So therefore, you leave out the Kriya, but you have to bring the Bikurim. So says Rabbah, it's very simple. The reason why you may be in a curry, because it's a suffix, whether you have a chiyuv or not. Bring, you gotta bring, but don't say anything. Frekti Mura, are you telling me the Moshe Rameir has a suffix? Voktani, if you go back to the Omid Aleph, what did Rameir say on the bottom? Maybe the ain't a curry, lefi shaloi kona karka. That sounds quite definitive. That he's saying, I bought trees, or in this case, one tree, but I didn't buy karka, l'fishloi kona karka. And you're telling me that there is a suffix involved. It's not a suffix. As Dr. Klor, Dr. Yamara, Eima, make a slight emendation. That means either add the word, or at least explain it that way. That way, when it says l'fishloi kona karka, means shamloi kona karka. You know why you're maybe v'ena karka? Because maybe karka is included. Maybe karka is not included. So for purposes of mominis, I'm not going to get the karkas because the moicher won't give it to me. He's the muchzik. For purposes of isra, I got to be machner and I have to go be maybe the einikar. And now the Gemara asks a whole bunch of questions. You're telling me that you're bringing the bikurim mitzad sofik. There's at least a 50-50 chance that it's not bikurim. The koma'ayil chulin la'azara. Oh, you're bringing in chulin la'azara. You're not going to bring chulin la'azara. Now, why are you not allowed to bring chulin la'azara? So Rishbam brings a pasuk because it says in the pasuk, "Kiyechak." If you look at the Rishbam, "Demulab bikurim ninu." This is the first of the narrow lines, all the way on top. "Demulab bikurim ninu." The Shem Eloi kana karka. The Kama Ayil Chulin La'azara. The Dershinim B'Sefri said in the pasuk, "Kiyechak mimcha hamakoyim v'zavachta." You are far away from the base of Migdash. V'zavachta. The pasuk pshat in the pasuk is that he's far away from the base of Migdash. He wants to go and shecht. He wants to eat meat, so you can't go and bring a carbon in Bnei Brak or in Tel Aviv or in Haifa. So what do you do? Vizavachta, you go and do basa taiva, meaning that you go and eat chulin meat and you shechta and you eat it like we do today. No problem. However, the Gemara darshens ki yecha mimcha mokim hezavachta berichuk mokim atazaveach. You can only be zoveach chulin meat berichuk mokim far away. The atazaveach bekirav mokim chulin shulcha. But if you're in kirav mokim, meaning you're in the azara itself, and you decide, well, I don't want to bring a carbon today, but I have an animal I want to go and shecht it, you're not allowed to do that. He atazaveach bekirav mokim chulin shulcha. Now, this really is talking about karbonis.
Right.
Don't do karbonis outside the Beis HaMikdash. Don't bring chulin animals into the Beis HaMikdash, which are ro'ui lizibuach. However, the Rishbam says, v'adin l'chol havuas chulin ba'azara. Any type of chulin. If I have a package of apples or oranges, which, of course, there's no din of bikurim, there's no din of karbonis, do not bring it into the Azara. You're not allowed to bring it in, because even though the Pasuk talks about however, we're talking about karbanos, but really, we interpret this Pasuk much more broadly to talk about anything and everything which is Azara, which is chulin, don't bring it in the Azara. So therefore, if these fruits are only 50% bikurim, because there's a chance that he has no chiv to bring it. It's not Arzacha, it's not Admoscha, it's not the pre Adama Shinasatali. I don't own the Adama. If there's no chiv in Bikurim, I'm not going to bring it in. So I have that big problem. Toises, by the way, throws in another wrinkle and says the only time there's an Isser of Chulim Azara if there's a Shaychis to the Azara. Meaning, for instance, if I were to go and bring in an animal, a chulin animal, I'm not allowed to bring that into the Azara because of that pasuk that we just brought. Similarly, if I'm bringing in grapes or I'm bringing in chita, which is chulin, since it would have been roi had it been bikurim to bring in the Azara, I'm not allowed to bring in that chulin Azara. However, if I want to go and bring things which have no shaychus to the Azara, no problem. Toises gives an example. What happens if I want to wear my Shabbos clothing, or even my weekday clothing? I'm not let's say, the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen Hedget, wants to walk into the Azara of a Big Day Chod. He's not doing Avoida, but he came to the Avoida without the Big Day Kuna. But can he walk in? Is he over on the Inyan of Chulim Ba'Azara? Says Toises, no. Let's take a quick look at the top Toises. V'dimu la bikurim ninu, b'chol mokoyim, shiyesh ke'en ha'krov. It's got to be something similar to ha'krov. Ki'ocha, shiyesh ha'gosha o'itnufa l'man diyoma. Meaning that when you bring in the Bikurim into the Beis HaMikdash, according to everybody, you have to have Vihigishoi El HaMizbeach, and there's one man Yama that says you also have to have a Tenufa, because it says Vihigashtoi, Vihinichoi, Vihigishoi, a couple of extra Lashoinis, that there's also a Tenufa. V'chein v'perek hazroya, gavichoz v'shoi, tik'omar imi avroi, lefnei Hashem k'se, v'imi gavoi, kam ayel chum v'azoro, v'yesh behen Tenufa, avodov she'en oisim boi hakrov v'klal, something which is not shayich, either to Karbonis, or to be kurim, bahu ein shayich isach nosus chulim bazara. Tim loy kein lo yilbash koyin big dechol v'yikodes bazara. How can you wear regular duds, regular suit, and come to the azara? It's chulim bazara. V'gam Yisrael lo yikodes bazara. And Yisrael should also not be able to go into the azara. V'oydekam makom Yisraba yoychluha. This is talking about that b'chatzar oil moed yoychluha, that you eat the kabanas, the kehanim eat the kabanas inside the azara. What happens if they just shechted a chatos carbon? We all know who eats a carbon chatos. Zichrei kahuna. What happens if you have one kohen who says, it's delicious, but I need ketchup with it, or I need mustard, or I like to go and put on it some sauerkraut, or whatever it happens to be.
The lechem upon him, they just got a little nothing, you know, so eating it, how can they bench if they didn't eat on lechem upon him? They have to eat regular chulim.
So they add to that.
Right, absolutely.
Very good. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us, says, there's toises, things which have nothing to do with karbanis per se. I'm not bringing it in because otherwise I could have brought it from a carbon. Or it's fruit that I could have brought from the Shiva Saminim from Bikurim. No. Those have a shaila of Chulim Bazar. But if I just went to the supermarket, I'm now coming to the Beis HaMikdash and I have with me a bag of apples, a bag of oranges, there's no Isser, and presumably they had some sort of check room to put these things away. But if you brought into the Azara, there's no Isser. It's Chulin! Yeah, but it's not Chulin that I can use in the Azara for karbonois purposes or anything similar. Mm-hmm. Like the Toys said at the time, Sheish Ken Hakrav. then there's no din of kulmat.
The bread, the challah, is not an issue bearing because they have toda. Lachmi toda. Otherwise, you'd be a shaykh because tevuah.
Right.
Tevuah is shaykh, so you would have a problem with kulmat.
Water bottles would be a problem because it needs a chamayim.
Before he brings the Bikurim into the Azara, he makes a Tanai, says Rishbam. What's a Tanai? He says, Rabbi, I don't know whether Min Hadin, the Karka, belongs to me and I'm a Chuyivim Bikurim or not. So on the Tzad that it's Bikurim, so it's on Bikurim. On the Tzad that it's not Bikurim, I Makdish it, so therefore it now has Kedushas, not Kedushas Aguf to go and put on the Mizbeah, but it has Kedusha in terms of that now it's Kadosh. Presumably you'd give it to the Gizbar, and the Gizbar would have to either tell people to eat a Biktusha or have to go and be poided and sell it.
They give it to the Kohan to eat, right?
Oh, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But in the meantime...
The Marashan can't eat it, unless you quote it.
The questions that you're asking are excellent questions, but we have to deal with one question at a time.
Okay.
The first question was, you're bringing Chun Lazara, Maktusha, right, Gemara? What's the next question? Could you all please say in unison? What's the next question? Who's supposed to eat it?
The
Ghanim. And if they're going to go and eat from Hegdish, they're going to eat it. Me'ila! Exactly.
It's going
to be a... Everything, Gemara. The Parak Lehu. We're going to go and be poided. When are we going to be poided? After you do the whole ceremony, says Rejbam. Ach she'nicham afneim ezbeach ve'heinef ma'kemach ta'hanocha and then they be gishoy met ha'tenufa. After the whole thing is over, at that point, we're going to go be poided, and now we're going to say, Kahanim, it's all yours. Who has to be poided is a machloikis of the Mefarshim, whether the Baalim who brought it has to be poided, or the Kahanim that want to eat from it, they have to be poided. Machloikis, but you got to be poided, and then the Kahanim will be able to go and eat it. Freyti Mara, v'dimulab bikurim ninu, v'kamafka lehu mitrum u'maisa, because you only have to give trum u'maisa from your normal, regular tether. Anything which is designated as Bikurim has no status of Tevel. You do not have to give Truma Meiser. You bring it to the Beis Midrash, and the Kohanim eat it without having to be worrying about Truma
Meiser. Either they're Kohanim eating it as Truma, they're Kohanim B'nei Levim as Meiser, or they're eating it as Bikurim.
You heard I said, let's do one question at a time. So the first question is, now this is a really new question, how are they going to go and eat it, B'toiras, Bikurim, after you abide it? Maybe it's not Bikurim. If it's not Bikurim, it's Tevel. If it's Tevel, you have to go and give Trumas and Maisers. And you can't go and say, well, since they're Kahanim, they just go and eat it. You have to be Mafrish the Trumas and Maisers. It's otherwise, it's Matanish Lehumu, Lav Kemisha Humu Damian. You have a Chiev to go and be Mafrish it. The Kamaflu Betruma Maiser, and now they're eating Tevel. Everybody might have Mafrish Lu. Einochanami to be on the safe side. Not only are we going to be makdishin and poide it, we're also going to go and take 1 or 2% or whatever from truma, 2% beninim, yeah. Or and you have to go and give ma'aser the mafreshlo. So said the mishloy mitruma gedoy liyovel the koyin. So there's no problem. You're going to go be mafresh the truma, and now you're going to give it to the koyin and say koyin, make a brucha and have in mind either it's bikurim or it happens to be truma. No problem, a koin eats both Bikurim and Truma, so that's fine. Master Sheni Nami, Yovle the koin. You can also give to the koin. After all, we're in Yerushalayim, we're in the Beis Midrash, we're in the Azara. So he goes and tells him, either it's Bikurim, or it's Master Sheni, but you're going to eat it here in Yerushalayim anyway. It's all yours. In other words, he gives him a present, the Master Sheni. Master Oni Nami, in other words, in the third and the sixth year when there's Master Oni, Nami Yovle the koin Oni. He won't give it to any koin. We'll have to find the koin Oni, and then we're going to give it to him to go and eat this Safik Bikurim, Safik Tevel, Safik Maisa Oni. Be Mafresh the Truma Gedoyla, and the Maisa Rishon, and the Master Oni. Out of Truma Gedoyla, any koin can eat. Master Oni, only a koin Oni can eat. So we'll give it to a koin Oni. What about Master Rishon? Levi, that's a big problem. It goes to Levi, doesn't go to the koin. And you're telling me you're going to give this all. You have to give it to the koin, because if it's Bikurim, only the Kohanim can eat it. So tomorrow they mind you have, like. So who are you going to give it to? And for the Mara the Ovli the Koin Krabluzim and Azaria. Who's this Krabluzim and Azaria? Ah, famous Krabluzim and Azaria. Desanya through Megiddoi the Koin. That we know. Maserishin the Lady. Divir Rebbe Kiva. The Blue Venazaria Oimer, the Maserishin as well. Ah, the Koin also goes to the Koin. Now, how could he go and eat it?
That was after they didn't come up. They gave it to
who made the Kenaz?
Ezra Koin.
Aye, but how can Ezra go against what it says in the Torah? The Torah says you give it to the Levi, not to the Koin. No, you don't have to come on to that. It says 24 times in Tanakh. Oh, it does. So let's look at the final Reshbam of the narrow lines before we get to the wide lines. Mas Rishon LeKoyin says Reshbam V'loy LeLevi Kin Mefarsh B'Ksuvah Perek Ishin Esamla Umuki Lo LeBasin Tekontinu
Ezra.
Ezra made a kenas because they didn't come up. Umash little blood on Isaiah Leviim Dekra Afkehan B'Mashin To Be Esrami Abom Mekoyimoyz Nikra Kahanim Leviim. So we've now taken care of the Mas Rishon problem.
All the probabilities are satisfied.
We're not finished yet. Fine. Maybe it is Bikurim, and therefore we should be making Kriya. Why do we keep on saying Be'ilon Echad Le'Tremeir, and two Ilonis according to the Rabbanan? We only go and have the Havoa, because it's a suffix, there's a suffix that Gabi the Kriya as well. And every single time you bring Bikurim, the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, the Kriya is Ma'akev. You cannot be Yotze, your Mitzah of Bikurim, unless you say these Psukim. And you're saying maybe the Eina Kairai. So what's the purpose in the Havva? Right. The Kriya is Ma'akev. Empty Gemara Kriya Loi Ma'akev. No, it's not Ma'akev. It's a Gutazach, just like when you are, for instance, going into the Sukkah for the first time. And you're going to make up a brucha, Laisha Masikah. What happens if you forgot to go and make the brucha? It's not ma'akiv in yeshiva, you're makayim, a mitzvah, the arise of sitting in the sukkah, except even though you didn't make the brucha. I know, strabonon, if we're shteitz. It's not exactly parallel.
Because this is in the Torah.
100%. But the Gemara, the Maisa says, in the Teretz, Kriya Lamekevis. It's achiev, yes. You probably look in the chinuch, there might be two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah to bring the Bikurim, another mitzvah to do it, to read the Bikurim, they hold the Kriyas Bikurim. If you can't do it, you can't do it. It's not ma'akiv. Frey tomorrow. Who says it's not ma'akiv? Veloy. V'om Reb Zeira. Kala roi lebila en bila ma'akevez boy. V'shein roi lebila bila ma'akevez boy. That's a very famous Gemara, which is brought numerous times. What means kala roi lebila? We know that the halach is, when it comes to a carbon mincha, you put it into a kli, and then you have to do belila. Or the Gemara calls it bila. What means belila? Uvalal. You have to add v'yotzakalei shemen, and then you have to go and mix it. Oh, so the Gemara tells us elsewhere that if you have a kli that is machzik shishim esroinim of mincha, and you pour in the shemen, you can easily go and mix it, and it will mix well. If you put into that kli 61 and you add the shemen, it's not going to go well. You're going to mix. There's still going to be some of the flour, which is going to be yovesh. It's not going to be mixed in together with the shemen. So therefore, says the Gemara elsewhere, what you have to do is put the 61st Isorin in a separate kli and mix that separately. Because 60 mix in easily. 61 does not. Ah, so what happens if you put that 61 inside a kli and it doesn't mix well? So you're saying it's no good. We have halacha that bila is not ma'akiv. What happens if you poured shemen into the flour and you didn't do any bila whatsoever, any belila or bila whatsoever? You just stood there and you didn't mix. Right. It's all tzakusha b'diyavet. The din of bila is only lechatchila. It's not ma'akiv.
Now, says this is in the Bavli, right? It's the same in Yerushalmi. You know why? Babylon, the Babylonians
had a believer.
That's good too.
Had
a mathematical base 60.
Base 60.
Yeah,
that's
60.
Interesting.
What's wrong? They had a base 60.
Okay.
That's how we get
60
seconds in a
minute. Okay. That's very, very helpful. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us now.
Shishim is a bottle. Shishim is a bottle. Exactly. I don't know if that's the river of a bavel or if it's even.
That was the.
That's because of kfeila.
It has to do with the nazir, the zroya versus the.
No, that's
you're talking mishas and oven. That's a different story.
Yeah.
Okay, let's.
I don't want to be too disruptive, but I won't babble on.
Let's get back to Agumah. So the Gemara tells us, Lagabi Bila, any Mechanami, you can go and Viyotzakale Hashemen, even if you don't do a Belila, it's Kusha Viyusha. Lechatchila, you have to do a Bila. But Bila, it's not Ma'akir. So if that's the case, why 61? Why can't you put it into one Kli?
Supersize.
Anyway, it's not Ma'akir. Of name is the famous Reb Zeid. Kol Roy LeBila Ein Bila Makevis. If you only put 60 or 59 or 58, it's Roy. It's not Makevis. B'shen Roy LeBila. However, 61 doesn't do a proper Bila, whether it's in Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael, base 60 or not. Bila Makevis boy. Well, that's the case in our Gemara too. Even if you tell me normally Kriya is not Ma'akev, that's because you could do a Kriya. So you didn't do it. You're still Yoitz and Mitzvikur. Here you cannot do a Kriya. Why can't you go and do a Kriya? It's a Suffolk. Maybe this doesn't belong to you. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment on the Amud Aleph. Lucy says a few psukim. Right, we're going to talk about that.
You say Amavdiel. Right. Amavdiel. Yeah. Psukim in the front. Right.
Exactly.
As long as you say the whole pasuk, it's not a problem.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that shortly. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, but here, you cannot make a Kriya because maybe the Adama doesn't belong to you. So then the Kriya is Ma'akev. If the Kriya is Ma'akev, why are you bothering bringing the Bikurim? The Kriya is Ma'akev and you can't do a Kriya. Every Gemara, there's an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? The Avilu Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. You could do like Rabbi Yosef Chanina. What did Rabbi Yosef Chanina say? The Omar, Batzra B'Shog Rabbi Yatshliach, or the Shliach was Mes Shliach Baderach. Maybe the Einay Koyrei. My time in the Chesiv Lekachta VeHevesa. What is this all about? What the Gemara is telling us, says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, the only time that you do a Kriya, if the same person who did the Betzira, Betzira is the harvesting of grapes, L'moshel, doesn't have to be Betzira, could be a Gedira, could be a Gedida, could be a Ketzira. Any one of the Shiva Saminim, the same person who does the cutting, he should be the person that goes to the Beis Migdash and puts the Bikurim on the floor. You should not divide this up into two different tasks. So for instance, Batsran, if I, the owner of the field, did the Batsira myself, and then I said, but I don't have time to go to Yerushalayim, I'm very busy, and I shogram Yad Shliach, and I ask the Shliach, please, take these Peiris up to Yerushalayim, and bring them to Kahanim and put it down on the floor of the Azara. Or what happens if I originally send those Peiris, I myself, or I sent them with a Shliach, and Rachman Litzlan, Meisr Shliach, the Shliach passed away, Baderech, and now I, the owner, have to appoint another Shliach, or I myself run and take the Peiris myself and put it into the Azara. Maybe the Einei Koyrei. The Havo is good, but no Kriya. My time, it says in the Pasuk, for Lakachta Vehevesa. What does it mean? It says Lakachta Vehevesa. So if you have the Torah Oreh Shalim, it's easy to find because it's only one Pasuk here. For Lakachta Meireshis Kol Priyu Adoma Asher Tovi Meartzecha. You should take from the Reishis, in other words, the Bikurim, Asher Tovi that you're going to bring. Now, doesn't that sound somewhat repetitive and duplicative? You're saying, for Lakachta Vehevesa Asher Tovi. Why don't you simply say, they vase the Mirajus Kopriya Adama Shashamakha Nois and Loch, Vasamta Matana, Vuslakhta Meshan Tovi. So that's a double lush. So therefore learns Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Achutela Kicha, Vavo'a, either Ki Echad or Bi Echad. Meaning that the same individual who does Lakicha, he's the one that cuts and snips the clusters of grapes from their vines, he's the same one that brings it into the base of Midrash, then you have a din of making the famous statements, the Kriya. However, if you are not the one that did the Lekicha, even though you're the one that's Havah, you're the delivery man that delivers it into the base of English, you don't make that statement.
It's not like Reb Meir, who said you could take it from the Shuk. So it's, Reb Yosef Reb Chanina is
no,
is
remember, no, we already yeah. deferred. We already were at Tiyosa.
Okay, all right.
I should say, Lekicha v'Havah ki Echad, or be Echad. One person has to do it, v'Aleka. Ah, so therefore says Imar, I have an Eitzah. We're going to go and bring these Bikurim. However, not the person who cut the Bikurim is going to bring the Bikurim. One person is going to cut, the other person is going to bring, and then you're potter now from doing a Kriya. Ah, so then, in this case, everybody would agree, according to Rabbi Chanina, that you don't do a Kriya. Very good. So, we had a whole slew of questions. We asked, why is there a din of hava and no din of kriya. L'choira, it's haynu hach. If there's a chiya bikurim, you should have to have both. If there's no chiya bikurim, you shouldn't have to even bring it. The Gemara says, so less, it's parshat, says Rabbah. It's a sofik. I don't know, is it real bona fide bikurim or not? So, if you have a shayla, maybe it's chulim bazara. We're going to be makdish it. But the kahanim have to be able to eat it. We're going to be poyed to it. Yeah, but I have to go and give trumas and maisis. We're going to give trumas and maisis. But what am I going to do with the maserish? I have to give it to the lady. Goes according to Mandi Amar, Rabbah and Azariah, that after Ezra, we go and give it to the kohen. We don't give it to the lady anymore. Oh, but Frank Dimar, but I need to do a kriya. Ah, kriya is not ma'akiv. Kriya is ma'akiv. The only time it's not ma'akiv, if it's royal kriya, but not enough. Goes like Rishu Mechanina, that there is this isolated case where you could have a case where there is no chiyuv of kriya because you don't have a lekach of aveisa.
Frank Dimar, but here you do have a lekach of aveisa.
No, it has to be the same individual.
Right, but he's doing both.
Yes? No, so that's what the Gemara is giving an eitz toiva to be yoitz of the meiva and kriya.
Also, you actually, and that when you have two trees, then you have so you have your Arab worker cut it and you bring it to Yerushalayim.
Right, exactly. Okay. Doesn't have to be an Arab
or could be, but
give panus a tayid, or have a Filipino do it, okay. Or whatever. Good, let's not get into current events. Getting back to Agamar. But the point is, this is an Eitzah according to the mayor, the Ilan Echad, and the Rabbanim Bishnei Ilanais, to have a Chiyav of Havot, to be Yoitza Aladeyas, but not do a Kriya because you have to separate the two tasks. Omli Rabacham Reid Rabavi Ravashi, Mechli Psuki Nirum. After all, it's Psukim in the Torah. Likri.
Right.
Is there any problem of going and reading Psukim? Right. He's gonna take out a chumash and he's gonna read and then what's the whole issue? Amalei Mishim the Mechsik is Shikra. It looks like a sheker. Why does it look like a sheker? Look at the Rishbam, second Rishbam Mishim the Mechsik is Shikra. Shir Bishvil Hashbuaz Bikurim Kakari. If he wanted to read chumash, he could have stayed at home or stayed in the Bais Medrash. He didn't have to go to the Bais Medrash to read Psukim. V'shem alav v'karka shaloi, gidloi. Maybe this is stuck and not his. V'kom ishakir uksiv, doi v'shekorim lo yikoyim l'neged einoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't have him in front of my eyes, especially in the Bais Medrash itself. Av k'shekorim v'toyro l'mechzik shikr. If you're on Shabbos, next Shabbos, mechim parshas kisavai, when we're going to lay it, nobody's going to say, oh, how can you go and lay the pasuk? I'm reading Psukim, I'm not bringing Bikurim now. So it looks like a sheker, tarnished. That's pshat number one. If you're going to call the Paytas from one tree, according to Rameh, or two trees, according to Rabbanan, you're going to go and say, you have to be maybe Vekoire, then it looks like real bona fide Bikurim. And if it's bona fide Bikurim, if someone's going to say, yeah, but you should really give Trumas and Maestris to be on the safe side. Are you nuts? Everybody knows Bikurim is bottom in a Trumas and Maestris. But this is real Bikurim. You're bringing it, you're saying Ala Tfilis, Medala Bruchas, Medala Kriyas, Medala Tanufais, Medala Gar. You're doing a full blown job like regular Bikurim.
Yeah, really
so to make a hacker that people should realize this is not full Bikurim. Because people are going to be Toher, they're not going to give Trumas and Maestris. Therefore, we give a Shtikl Simon. What's a shtikl simon? We go and bring the bikurim, but don't say the psukim. Psukim not ma'akim anyway, says the Gemara. And it's roy. Says the Gemara, lafkim b'truma meiser, so we don't have a problem that they're going to assume that it's full-fledged bikurim and not 50% and not give the truma to meiser. That's why we do the havoh without the kriya.
Two questions.
Yes.
What's
before you get to your question, thank you all for attending and joining us. As you know, this was the